All right, scholars, welcome to August 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and for the next 5 minutes, I'll be talking about America, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I assembled this show from my tool shed in my backyard in America's finest city, San Diego. If you're thinking about moving here, or if you have any questions about real estate investments or refinancing or anything else of that nature, the first thing you should do is check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And then the second thing you should do is give her a call at 619-507-4906. That's 619-507-4906. And now let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up. Let's face the flags if we have one and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America! Very nice. And now moving on to today's headlines. Bush Sr. orders Operation Desert Shield. We'll wish a happy birthday to Louis Hazeltine, who invented the Neutrodyne circuit. Another happy birthday to Van Cannell, who patented the revolving door. George Washington establishes the Purple Heart. Horace Alderman's boo smuggling is intercepted by the U.S. Coast Guard. Ted Williams is fined for spitting on fans. And we'll wish a happy anniversary to Jewel and Ty Murray. All right, so now let's do this.
1990, President Bush ordered Operation Desert Shield. On August 2nd, Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein invaded his oil-rich neighbors to the south. 140,000 Iraqi troops and 850 tanks poured into Kuwait without warning and overwhelmed Kuwaiti forces. It looked like Hussein wouldn't stop there. It appeared that he was heading to Saudi Arabia while shooting Scud missiles at Israel. Kuwait turned to the United Nations Security Council, and U.S. President George H.W. Bush ordered American air, sea, and ground forces to Saudi Arabia on August 7, 1990. Bush gave Saddam an ultimatum to get out of Kuwait, but the Iraqi leader scoffed at Bush. Finally, on January 7, 1991, an international coalition led by U.S. General Stormin Norman Schwarzkopf, with countries ranging from Argentina to Bangladesh, as well as Iraq's very own neighbors, Qatar and Egypt, joined the fight. It didn't last long. The U.S. began using smart bombs for the first time, which are precision bombing devices aimed primarily at destroying infrastructure and minimizing civilian casualties. Then the ground troops came in and the Iraqi army, the fourth largest in the world, surrendered instantly. By March 3, 1991, it was over. 1886. Happy birthday, Louis Hazeltine, founder of the Hazeltine Corporation. He invented the Neutrodyne circuit, which is a type of tuned radio frequency device receiver thing which limited howling and squealing noises and early radio receivers. Very cool. 1888. In Philadelphia, Theophilus Van Cannell patents the revolving door. Thanks, Theo. 1782. George Washington creates the Purple Heart. The Purple Heart is awarded to the members of the armed forces of the U.S., who are wounded by an instrument of war in the hands of the enemy, and posthumously to the next of kin in the name of those who are killed in action or die of wounds received in action. It is specifically a combat decoration. The first three recipients that Washington awarded the Purple Heart to were Elijah Churchill, William Brown, and Daniel Biesel Jr. In booze news, 1927, alcohol smuggler Horace Alderman gets intercepted by the U.S. Coast Guard. Also known as the King of Rum Runners and the Gulfstream Pirate, Alderman smuggled booze from Cuba during the Prohibition. In Florida, on August 7, 1927, Alderman got in a firefight with the Coast Guard, killing three people. Alderman was subsequently sentenced to death. He was hanged on August 17, 1929, the first time the Coast Guard ever did an execution by hanging. It was also the first hanging in Fort Lauderdale and the only legal execution in Broward County. These days, it is the site of Bahia Mar Marina. 1956, Boston Red Sox fine Ted Williams $5,000 for spitting at Boston fans. And finally, 2008, happy anniversary, singer Jewel and rodeo cowboy Ty Murray.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for August 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Take a look at my website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, and get involved on the website. I got a comment board on there just for you. Let me know what you thought about today's show. For instance, Desert Shield. Regardless of the political reasons why we went to war, you gotta admit, it really didn't take long for America to take down the fourth biggest army in the world. I mean, seriously, I've had parties that lasted longer than Desert Shield. You might have been to one of them. Or what about the story about the Purple Heart? Do you have one? If so, I want to hear your story, you brave American you. Or what about the King of the Rum Runners? Yeah, Alderman kind of made a mockery of the Prohibition. Until he was caught, that is. So yeah, let me know what you think. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. Nixon resigns. I'll also talk about the Cyclotron, Mimeography, the Tigers and the Yankees, Daniel Morgan, and the song Louie Louie. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.